weiter in Shaspir and Bava Basa, Daf Yud Base. Bringing up on Yud Alf and Base, but a bottom of the page. Four, five lines up from the bottom. Amar Mara. Hayasasam Bikish the Pascha. Let's say you have a case. We saw that if the entrance was sealed off, and after the owner opened it up again, he's allowed to do such a thing. Aim B'nei Mavli Me'akvan Olav, they can't stop him from doing such a thing. Amar Rav Eloshanu Elishalo Parasis Patsimav. This is only time when they didn't go and break down the entire door frame. Rashi says, Kishenistan Pisco, when they close it up, Lo Selikim Zuzaso Mashkov Umiftan, they didn't destroy the whole framing and everything like that. The Goli Daiti Delo Silek and Navshe, and it was obviously showing that they didn't remove themselves from Bisofa La Pasco La Achizman, and they want to open it eventually. Aval, Paratsis Patsimov, they destroy the whole frame. When he sealed up the entrance, and obviously he didn't want it back, then B'nai Mofim Akvinolov, they can go, they can stop him from opening up again. Amar Le Abai L'Rav, Tanya D'Messai Lach, if your breast supports it, beep, turn the page. Yud Be'ezim Adalav. Bai Sosim, if you have a house that the entrance gets sealed off, Yesh Lo Arba Amos, there's four Amos in front of it, when he gets all divided up, Kilo is still open. Parts is Patsim, but if you broke down all the frames, and then when you sealed it up, then Ein Lo Arba Amos, and you don't know the Arba Amos, exactly what we said before, that supports it. No. Skip a little bit. Bias sasum. We have now a house. Let's say there's a dead body inside of it, and has an entrance. The entrance is sealed off. All around does not become tame within dalaramas of it, except for right in front of it. But paris is patsimov. When you broke down the whole patsimov area, then mitame kol sviv is going to be tame everything that is around it. Well, just like it's not there anymore. So same idea that we have here. This goes and backs up Rava. Amar Rava Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Mavos Hamufishalos Leir. If you have a mavoi that's there's a different type of mavois. A mavoi, we never really spelled this out. I probably shouldn't have spelled this out. A mavoi is that we have an entranceway. Imagine Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's like a little alley that opens up. And they go into that alleyway. That alleyway then is on the left side, the right side, in front of it, whatever. Different entrances, different chaseros. That alleyway is called a mavoi. So if you have a mavoi, that's there's another type of mavoi. There's a mavoi mafulish that goes straight through. That's an alleyway that opens. It's open on one side and the other side. On the left side and right side, they have these chateres over there. Sanif Amavim Afulosh, Lira Cheres, that opened up at one side and goes into another city. Obiksha B'nei Ha'ir, Lasosma, the people of that city, they want to close it off to stop people from other cities coming through there. B'nei Osa'ir, Me'akvan Aleim, they can go and they can stop them from doing that. Obviously, I think it's that. Rashi says, B'nei Osa'ir, Acheres, Me'akvan Aleim, Shekvar. Because they're never chazaka to use that as a shortcut. We don't even need to say there's no other way to get there except for that, to stop it and let us stop them from going there. They can't close it off. If there's another way, they can even stop them from closing it from there as well. We shouldn't do Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Huna. Mishum de Rav Yehuda Amar Rav de Amar. If you have a strip of land that's a private strip of land, but the public, they set up, they already maxic, this is where they can go. You can't go ahead and mess it up. The owner's not allowed to go and destroy it. People have already custom use it, so also our case as well. Once other city people are using their way over there, you can't go and you can't cut it off. Yeah. Amar Ravanan, Amar Shmuel, Mavos, Mavsoshes, Rishus HaRabim, Mufulashin, Rishus HaRabim. You have these alleyways that are opened up to the Rishus HaRabim on one side. And now the people that live in there, Big Shabini Mavos, Ahamid Lahem Dlosos, they want to put up doors that are going to stop the people from the Rishus HaRabim from coming into their alley. Bnei Rishus HaRabim, Akvanulim, they can go, they can stop them from doing it. Rashi says, Mishum Dachi Gachu Dachu Bnei Rishus HaRabim, Mistalki Latochim Mavos, because when people are walking in the Rishus HaRabim, there's a lot of people. People get like pushed into that area and they kind of like move through, and that's how the traffic goes smoothly. First, they thought that these ideas are only talking about a door to set up within the four amos of the entrance of the Mavoi. Right? And that's what they were talking about. Kid Rabbi Zera Amar Rav Nachman, Dam Rabbi Zera Rav Nachman, Arba Amos Asmuchos, the Rishus HaRabim, Kir Rishus HaRabim Daimin, the four Amos that are right next to the Rishus HaRabim are considered like the Rishus HaRabim himself. So first they thought that that's where they're allowed to protest, right? If they put the in that area. Velohi. Actually, it's not the case. They could actually, even anywhere, even beyond those four amos, Hasam Le'inyon Tuma, because over there, Zera was saying that the four amos next to there are considered part of the Rishus HaRabim in reference to Safek Tuma. Aval Hacha, But over here, this Zimin and the Dachu Benim Shes Rabim Ba'ilu Tuva, sometimes they get pushed in a little bit further in, and therefore they're not allowed to go ahead and make a door even if it's further in. Just dropping back a little bit, when Rav Zeira was talking about the idea of the doorways, because we know there's a principle known as Safik Tumah B'Shas HaYachid is going to be Tumah, B'Shas Rabim is going to be Tumah. So that's what it meant, that the Dalai Lama is considered like it's B'Shas HaYach, like it's still B'Shas Rabim. In any event, even the doors that are further in, they're not allowed to go ahead and do, and the people of B'Shas Rabim are allowed to protest and not let it happen. All righty then. Taking it back to the Mishnah, we said about splitting up how big something has to be in order to be able to split it. The Mishnah said a whole bunch of cases that Ein Cholkin is a Chatzer. Remember, Dalaram is Dalaramos, you have to be left over, and not a Sadeh. Until what we say about the Sadeh? Lo is a Sadeh, Achi Eba Tisha Kav and Lezev, Tisha Kav and Lezev. Each one is 9 Kav. And the field, generally speaking, when we talk about a field, we're talking about a, to plant. You need to plant over there. Right. Rabbi Yehuda argues on me actually, but Tisha's Chatzoy Kabin, Lezev, Tisha's Chatzoy Kabin, half of that amount. So now back into where we are. Velo says, actually, but Tisha Kabin, Lezev, Tisha Kabin, Lezev. Velo pligin, really, Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, not actually arguing. Makiasar, each was doing according to what was the custom of their place. Tosis explained what it means according to the cups and the places, because according to where it says it can be half the amount, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Hayakaka Chashuv Vitova, Hayakashuv Lachach Betisha Chatzoy Kabin, and therefore it was enough to go and to even have half of that amount. Of Abbasri the Tanakama, Layakaka Tov Kokach wasn't so good, Shayakashuv Lachach Pachos Betisha Kabin, it's not worth to do less than to Betisha Kabin. So that's what was happening over there. Bibavil Mai, what is the din in Bavel? In other words, based on what we just explained in Tosos, so trying to see, all right, so what's the smallest field that's going to be worth it to go into work on? Because we say that the Machlokas Tanakam Rebbe Huda would be, you know, Tanakam's place 9, Rebbe Huda's place half of that. What about in Bavel? I'm Rebbe Yosef. Bei Radu Yoma. What is Bei Radu Yoma? Says Rashi, Beis Charishas Yom Echad Lazev, Echein Lazev, Velo Sacharus Mitargamin and Lo Sardi. Right? The Targum of Lo Sacharus is Lo Sardi. So Bei Radu means a field that takes a full day to be able to go into plow. So it has to be a field that's big enough that can plow for 2 days. And I split it, each one will have that amount. My Bei Radu Yoma, what does it mean? When we say that it takes a day to plow, during what season are we talking about? A day to plow during the plowing season or a day to plow during the planting season? Back in the day, the way we used to go and plow the fields is they would plow it once during a plowing season. And then, I'm sorry, first they did it, right. When was this? After they would take their harvest, they would gather everything up, they would do a plowing in order to soften the ground. And then they left for a bunch of months until the planting. And then at the time of the planting, they would do it again. And it was quicker at that point. So if it was quicker, that means it took a shorter amount of time, which means that if you would plow it then, and it took a full day to plow, then you end up plowing a lot more. It'd be a bigger field. As opposed to if you did it the first time, it'd be harder. And therefore, it took a full day to do a smaller field. So, my Bei Radu, E Yoma Zara, if it's talking about the amount of time, the amount of space that takes a day during the planting season, right now it's already soft, and Tre Yoma Karva Lo Have. It's not going to take 2 full days to plow during the plowing season, because it's not that when you, it's not exactly equal. In other words, when you plow and during the hard season, the softer season isn't exactly half. It's just, let's say it takes you a full day to plow during the season when the ground is hard. Then when it's softer, it's not like half day, but it's going to be, let's say, 3/4. I made that up. And let's say it takes you a full day to do a soft thing. It's not going to take 2 full days to do a hard one. It's going to take a little bit more. But they would rent animals, you know, to go out to plow the fields for full days at a time. So it ends up being that no matter how you break it up, there's going to be a loss. You're going to end up renting it for more than you need to. So let's try it again. Iyom Mazara, Trey Yom Krava Lohavi. It's not going to do it. Iyom Krava, and if it's talking about the time, it takes you to plow, you know, for a day, how much you plow during the plowing season, Yom Zara Lahavi, it's not going to be a full day. That's going to be during the planting season, right? So then it's going to be a loss of money. How is it possible to divide a field so that it's going to be able to be plowed in the proper way that it's going to work out? Iba Yisema Yom Dekarva, So one answer is to say that Rav Yosef is talking about a field that takes a day to plow during the first time you plow, the plowing season. Dekariv vitane. But he's talking about where they plow it twice during the planting season. Right? And that type of, in such a situation, that it could take the equal amount of days, even amount of days, to plow during this both seasons. If you buy same yoma desira, or you could say that he's talking about a case where to a field that takes a day during the planting season, behadure, but he's talking about a field that has a bunch of hills. And then it takes longer, so it's going to take 2 full days to plow these fields during the first plowing season. Either way you slice it, the amount of time necessary to plow the field will come out to the even amount of days in both situations. In either situation, one partner can go and get the other one to break off the partnership and then to go ahead and to split it up. Davla. Let's say there was a davla. Davla from a lashon of like buckets and pouring it out. Rashi says im yishlem bor shemimene mashkin sada. From there you have a pit that you water the fields from, this water pit, and you only want to split it. Amar Rav Nachman be dalu yoma. It's got to be that you're gonna be able to pull out of it. Rashi says hachei bo kedi lahashku sada your field kedi pulas yom lezeh kedi pulas yom lezeh mishum schepol. Let's say there's enough water that we split it up that I'm going to be able to get enough water out of there to be able to water my field for a full day, right? And again, like we're talking about, workers get paid by the day to irrigate the fields. So if it gave less than that, then you're getting paid a full day amount of water of working with no enough water for him. Pardes, so when it comes to a pardes to a vineyard, Rashi says kerem. Amar Avodah Shmuel Bas Shlosha Kabin has to be at least an amount of 3 kav each of the get. Rashi is a kol echad of vicheshbon satayim kechatzer hamashkin hamishkan. Sorry, the mishkan. Tanya Nami Hachiv Rabbi Shmuel backs this up. Omer lechaveru minas bekerem ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you a part of a vineyard. He doesn't say how much. Sumcha somer lo yivchos mi shlosha kabin. You can't give less than 3 kav. Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says, Ein Elu Ela Divri Nevius. These were words of Nevuah. Rashi says, below Tamo, just telling us this statement straight up that it's got to be this amount of size, this measurement, even though there's no logic to it per se. So we accept that. That's how we know this is something which is like Divri Nevuah. Bibavil Mai, what's the deal of Kerem Bavil? Amar Rav Amerikan says, Talas Atsiasa Bene Tresa Gufne. It's got to be that each is going to be left with 3 rows that can be planted, and each row has to have 12 vines. Rashi is called Yud Beis Gefanim Kra Utse. Right? Once you have, that's what it's called, an Utse. Kihechi Derafik Gavra Biyoma. So each one has left over enough for a person to be working in this field. Rashi says, oh, they're towing the field for a full day. If everyone's, guess that, then that's good to go. Amar Rav Dina b'Dimin Chayfa, we mentioned the idea of Nevuah, and then we go further with that. Amar Rav Dina b'Yom Shechav Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah min Nevi'im, Nitla Chachamim. The Nevi'im lost Nevuah and was given Totu Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara, Otu Chacham Lav Navi, Rashi explains, V'chein Chacham Ro'oi Leos Navi, a Chacham couldn't be a Navi, D'Kamar Meir says, Nitlam and Nevi'im was taken from Nevi'im, and V'nithna L'Chachamim, it was given over to the Chachamim, Mechal, the Mekar, Lo'yis and Nevu'a L'Chacham, they didn't have it originally. So the Gemara, Och, Kamar, this means to say, Afa B'rishan Nitlam and Nevi'im, even though it was taken away from Nevi'im that were not Chachamim, Min Chacham Lo Nitla, it was not taken away from the Chachamim, they retained their Nevu'ah even after the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Amar Ameimar v'chacham ad v'navi. The Ameimar says, a chacham is better than a navi. Shenemar v'navi levav chachma. The pasuk says, and a navi has a heart of wisdom. Mi nitla b'mi. When we compare these ideas, which one are we comparing to the other? Have you ever cut on the tlabagadol? We say that the smaller one is being compared to the bigger one. So the pasuk is saying that wisdom is giving over this idea of wisdom to nevuah, and it comes out that chachamim are the greater of the two of them, and therefore they keep it. Amar Abaye Teida, you should also know this is true. Amar Gavar Rabba Milsa Umis Amro Mishmei De Gavar Rabba Chmina Kavasei. There was a great sage that will say something, and later the very same thing will be said in the name of another great sage, even though they actually didn't know each other at all. Therefore, it's got to be that this prophecy, because if one says it, another guy says it, and they never even met each other, what's going on? It must be Nevoah. Amareva, my Kusha, what's the problem? And it says, that's not a raya, that there's still prophecy that because of that. Because maybe simply, Dilmer Tavayu b'nei mazel nidnu. Maybe both of them have the same mazel. Not a raya for Nevoah, but rather both of them have the same type of mazel. Hello, Amareva, Teida. How do you know it's true? The Amar Gava Rabba Milsa, because this great sage is going to say something. Umis Amra, and let the same thing is going to be quoted. Peep, turn the page. It is my base. Mishmei Rabbi Akiva Bar Yosef Kavase. And no one was on the same level as Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, V'leka lememer b'nei chad mazaninu, Shahare Rabbi Akiva chachamim in harbi. He was much greater than him. Must be the Nevoah. Amra Avashi, not a rayu. My kusha. What's your problem? You can't figure it out? Dilma laham milsa bar mazlihu. What do you mean? You're right. They're not the same mazl of Rabbi Akiva in terms of not the same level as Rabbi Akiva is. But maybe it's the same type of understanding in this particular thing. So even though he's not the same level as him, at least one of his things, the person did match up with. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Ravashi Teda. Know that they have the void. The Amar Gava Rabba Milsa, because a great sage is going to say something. And later the very same thing is going to be said as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Oh. And there's no way of knowing that unless it was actually told him with the Nevoah. Says Gemara, maybe not. Vidilma Kasuma Baruba. Maybe it's like a blind person when it comes to an Aruba is a skylight. That what? That was just like it worked out. It was a coincidence that he was able to go out and he found his way through it. So maybe it's not Nevoah. Says the Gemara, Vilav Tamyoiv. But Lav Tamyoiv didn't. But did he not give a reasoning for his din over there? It must be the only way he knew that was through Nevoah. Says Rashi, V'lav Taima come from Milsa, V'kev and Da'amar Taima, Ein Zek Kasuma, can just be like some blind person randomly saying it, Shem Chuvan Lirid Baruba B'mikra Ba'alma. It's not random, it's not just coincidence. Ela Savaris Halevi Haba Alob Nevoah. It's sort of like it came to him through prophecy, V'zacha Lahaskim Lahalacha Moshe Mishinai was zochet to be maskim to exactly what the Lahalacha Moshe Mishinai said. Am Rabbi Yochanan, miyom shchor beis hamigdash, nitl nevuah min ha-neviyim v'nitl l'shotum v'tinokos. On the day that beis hamigdash was destroyed, nevuah was taken from the neviyim and was given to foolish people, crazies, and kids. Those are the two that got it, the crazies and the kids. Someone tells you they have nevuah, they're either crazy or they're a kid. L'shotum mayi, what does it mean to the crazies? Kihad demar barav Ashi, just like what happened to Barav Ashi, the Havakai beristikad demechuza, he was by the marketplace. Rashi says shuk rishus harabim in mechuza. Shamelahu shaita. He saw there was a fool that was going the armor, crazy person. That he heard this guy. He was saying a reish besifted the malach b'masa b'mechasya, the head of the academy that is now being set up in the city of Mechasia, Tavyomei Chasim, the one who's going to end up being right now, this is being set up to be in the city of Mechasia, who's going to be the head of the yeshiva, Tavyomei Chasim. He signs his name with the word Tavyomei. Rashi says, Kishechosim Bigeris Chosim Shmo Tavyomei. So, Amar, he said to himself, remember Rashi said, Man Chasim Tavyomei Barabanan. Who's the one who does that? I know, this is me. I sign a name Tavyomei. Shma Mina, I'm learning from this that Lididi Kaimeli Shaita, Rashi explains mazel, that I have a good mazel right now. Oh, come, so he got up and he went to Mechasia at the Asa when he got there. Imni Rabbanan Laosri Lerav Achami Difti Beresha. In the meantime, we were about to go and set up Rav Acha. He was going to be the head of the yeshiva, but he wasn't really appointed, and came to Shammai Da'asav, okay, the Chama heard that Marbar Vashi showed up, they sent him a group of two rabbis to go, as Rashi says, the Marbar Vashi, the Mucha Elitel Eitzer Rashus Lahamechaz Ravacha, said, okay, can we set up Ravacha now to be the one who's doing it? Akve, he held them back, and he kept them with them, and didn't answer. Hadar Shadda Zugir Rabban Rechina, they sent another pair of Rabban, because they thought they never got there, and Akve Gabe Adam Demalu Be, sorry, and he kept holding back until 10 of them showed up, and then Kibbe Demalu Be, sorry, once it got to a point where there were 10 there, Pasachu V'tana V'darash, Rashi explains drasha v'nase v'rosh yeshiva. He taught them a whole drasha, and they were really impressed with him, and they made him into being the Rosh Yeshiva. And then that nevuah ended up happening. L'fisha'en poskim b'chala pachos me'asar. Because you don't give a type of, like a yachikala, like you don't do this type of shir if you have less than 10 people there. Now, Rav Acha kind of got missed over a little bit over here. And Kari Rav Acha Anafshei, he said about himself, quoting a... an idea that we saw in Bava Kamma, he says, "Kol hamirin lo lo b'mehirin mitivin lo." Anyone who has something bad happening to him, you're not going to have good things happening too quickly. V'chol mativin lo b'mehirin lo. Anything things are going well, it's not going to go bad for him. Rashi explains, "Klomer hol v'nidcha hasha lo yimli chuniot." Once things are not going so great, not so easy to get him started up again. Things are going great, then things kind of flow from there. So he's like, yeah, I didn't make it. Probably not going to be the Rebbe. Tinokas Maihi, what about the fact that he said that it was given over to Tinokas, to a young girl? What's the case of this when it says to a young girl? We said that for the time it was destroyed, it was given, the Nevuah was taken away. It was given only to Shaitim and to children. And now we have a story with a young girl. Skihad, the Bas of Chis, like a story of the daughter of Chis, to have a Yasuo Bekanfeidav, which was once sitting on her father's Bekanfei, on her, on his lap. And Havayasvi Kami Rava Rabbi Barachama, Rabbi Barachama were there in front of Rav Chista, and Amar Allah, Rav Chista said to his daughter, "Man minayu bais, which one of these do you want? In other words, who do you want to marry, little one? Amar Lei Tavayus, I want to marry both of them. Amar Rava says Va'ano Basra, and Rava says I want to be the last one." And that's actually Taka what ended up happening. She ended up marrying Rabbi Barachama. Then he died, and then married Rava. As in the Baruch V'chin, Hava, Abba Rabbi Avraham Avdimi min Chayfa, Kodam sheyochel adam yishtav yeshlo shtei levavos. Before a person eats and drinks, he's got two hearts. In other words, he can't think straight, can't think clearly, got to eat and drink something. Acha shochel v'shosa, after he eats and drinks something, enu ela lev echad. He has one heart. You hear that, wives? When your husband comes home, give him what to eat and drink, and then you can have a normal husband. Shenemar ish navuv yilaviv. The pasuk says, an empty man will have many hearts. Uksiv navuv luchos, and uses the word navuv also, Chalil Luchin, which means hollow luchos. So we know it means something which is empty. Amrav Hunaburi Rabbi Yeshua, Harogal Bayam, someone who drinks wine a lot, if you'll leave Autum Kibsuli, if his heart is closed up like a basula, like a virgin, Yed Bafakhsko is going to open him up. Shanamar Vatirosh and Novi Basulos, old wine will open up the mouths of the maidens and cause them to go ahead and to sing, they'll talk. Amrav Huna Berid Rav Yeshua. Pshita Chilik Bechor V'Chilik Pashut. Obviously, we know that if Chilik Bechor V'Chilik Pashut, this we know the din is that if, let's say, a father dies, he loses a bunch of sons, they split up the land equally, unless stated otherwise, they split up equally. But the Bechor, he gets a double portion. So we know that he has two portions. One's called the Chilik Bechor, that he gets, one's called Chilik Pashut, the simple one, this is just a child. So those type of things, Avin Alei Achad Mitzvah, we give him on one border, like you let the land flow in seamlessly. Yavim, what are we going to say, Yavim? That is that the, you know, Yavim is a man and woman are married, they have no children, the husband dies. Now the brother should go and marry her, and he takes his property. So what happens if the Yavim takes the property of the brother, of the Bechor? Amar Abai, what's going to be done over there? Do we see also that he gets right next to each other? It could be not next to each other. Amar Abai, it is the same thing, right? Just like the Bechor has to be, the fields have to be next to each other. My time I'll come because Bechor Kari Rechon, the Torah actually calls him a Bechor as well. Rashi says, B'yavim, k'mishtar, the mitzvah begadol, liyabim. So the God, the Yibam, asher teled, prat la'aylinis, ve'hachi midrashar kar, yavama yalir v'aleh, v'hoi ha-Bechor, ezim in a yavam yavo aleh, ha-Bechor, asher teled, k'gon, she'yavama, basfaldus, he'prat la'aylinis. The point is that the point that we call this guy a Bechor, therefore he gets it also. Rava Amar, Amar Krava, Haya HaBechor, it says, and you shall, it will be that the Bechor, which means HaVeYasa BeBechor, his status is of a Bechor, in reference he gets a double portion, Ve'in Chalukas HaBechor, but the Chaluka, the splitting up is like a Bechor, it doesn't have to be one continuous thing. Ha'hu Dezavan Ara Ametzah DeBinashia, there was a person who bought land on the boundary of his father's property. Where it says, Kanakake Etzo Sada Aviv. Gika Palgu, when he and his brothers were splitting up the land of the father, Amalahu Pligili Amitzah, he said to them, give me the field that's right next to mine. They said, no, they don't want to do such a thing. Why? They don't have to. Nice that you bought a field next door, but it's no shaychus. Rabbi said, kegon zeh, kofin al miyas adom. In this type of situation, we try to push people, don't be like Sodom. In other words, this type of situation, just give it to him in a way it's going to help him out a little bit. It's not going to mess you over, so what are you doing? This guy's going to gain because he's a field next door, and you're going to lose that, just give it to him. Maskifla, Rev Yosef. Not so posh that this is a Zenin of a Zolochasa situation. As a matter of fact, Amir Le Achay, his brothers can do and say back to him, Malina Le Iluya, Ki Nichse Debe Barmerion. This field that you want is as Choshev to us, it's very valuable. And it's as valuable as the property of the wealthy Barmerion, right? Rashi says, his fields were really chashev. Probably. Over there. Hold on. Oh, Shehim. Shehim Baal Yecholin. This is a very valuable field over here. Therefore, we're not giving it to you unless you hook us up a little bit. Then we could deal with that, right? There's going to be some sort of loss. Therefore, we don't go forth and do it. The halacha is like Rav Yosef. Fascinating. We have another case now, same idea, where a guy goes and he buys a piece of land next to his father's property. Father dies, and now he left over two properties of land. Trey Arisa, Trey Nagri. Two of these pieces of land actually have their own springs, well springs. Rashi says, in Beis Hashlach, and he, V'yeshu Shnei Achen, L'achaluk Shtei Sados, L'chol Achas Yishlo Yor, L'hashkos V'yemen, V'zekon Esada Eitzel Echad, The general din is that when you go and you split up the lands, they each get a land, they get half of each land. But now he wants to say, is like, let's split up that you get field A, I get field B, instead of having half a field and half a field B. You know, this way everything works out, and each one has the irrigation system set up. I have the one that's next to my land. Amar Rabbi says, Kegon Zeh, Kofan Ami Sodom, this type of thing that we go ahead. And we try to force the guy to give it to, not lose that anything over here, just let him have it next to his field. Rashi says, Deha l'karka shnia gam hi yesh lo yor laskos man. Everything is good and dandy. You're not going to be losing out over here. So let's work it out. It says, Gemara, maskev lo Rav Yosef, zimin in the high midvil, the high lodmivil. We just told him a second. There are times that that this canal that's going to the field is going to have water, and this other one is going to dry up the next community water, so they can go and say, like, no, let's divide both fields, split both these ones, so that if one dries up, I'm going to have the other field over here. Rashi says, Derech ha-yo'orim li-yabish k'nah, k'shanah ha-resham, imshach mimenu, mismayet l'famim shezeh yavish, v'zeh inu yavish, v'omer lo, right, so like we just said, basically. Says the Gemara, v'hilchus ha-gav Yosef, the halacha is like Rav Yosef. Right, as Yosef said, first Rabbi said, hey, Kofan al-Mu said, no, Rabbi Yosef said, no, not true. Next case. Tarti Arisa Achad Nagra. Now we have two fields, Tarti Arisa Achad Nagra, but there's one water canal, that's watering both of them. Same idea, can they go and split it? Rabbi says, Arisa Yisrael L'chlachluk Achad Nagra, V'echamim Kana Karko Yisrael Arachas, one but land next to it. So again, Rav Yosef goes and says Kofan al-Mi Sodom. Now Rav Yosef switches. He's the one that said Kofan al-Mi Sodom. And we say, like, allow him to have that. Masko Abaye, Matzi Amar, Bina, and Apish Arise. So the other brother can say, I'd rather have this land splitting up your two lands. So let's say it's three fields in a row, 1, 2, and 3. And the father left over 1 and 2. The brother had already bought 3. So the 3 guy wants the 2 one because then 3 and 2 are next to each other. The other person says, no, I want 2 because, or at least a portion of it, because then I'd rather you have 1 and 3 because then you're going to get more sharecroppers to work the land and it's going to guard my field well. Rashi says that, Tov li she'el lecha shtei sados, achas mikan v'achas mikan. I'd rather have, it's better for me if you have that. V'achas li b'emtza, I'll be in the middle, k'de she'tar b'lecha aris, and you're going to have more sharecroppers, shtei sados shalim, shtar me'shefe. It's going to be garden well. B'hilchas g'r'yosef, l'chas g'r'yosef, and that is enough of this Me the stone thing, let him go and live there. Apushe Rise Lav Milsi. This idea of adding on sharecroppers over here, that's not a shtick that you can actually add in to this conversation. Last case of the day, Chad Gisa Nara V'Chad Gisa Nara. Let's say when they're splitting up the field, it turns out that one side of the field is on a canal and the other side is on a river. Then how do we split it up? Don't we split it up in like a really nice square type of situation? But here, Palgina La Bekarnazol, we divide it from the corners. And Rashi has a picture over there. If you take a look right over here, we see Rashi. You have, let's say, the eastern side is the river, and the northern side is the canal. So then you want to be by a water source. And if you split it up, then let's say Reuven gets that whole Mizrach side, and Shimon gets the whole, Reuven gets all east, and Shimon gets the whole north. So then what's going to happen is Reuven's going to get 3/4 of the water source. He's going to get the whole river, and then 1/4 of the half of the canal, and Shimon's going to be left over there 1/4. So in order that each one gets half of that, you split it up like a pie over here, like we see over there, in a way that each one's going to be able to benefit from the waters. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.